found it to be the perfect answer for what to carry every day to make sure you don't lose out on the quick sales opportunities.
It's New York. This is Scott. Can I help you?
Yes. Can I get to Sam, please?
Sure. Is this Jan?
Yes, it is. Thanks.
Yep, hold on.
Loyalty is to our brick-and-mortar retail partners. Feel free to check for yourself.
Thank you for continuing to hold. We'll be with you shortly. Please be aware that calls may be monitored.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm busy. That's what I am. I saw that you called last night, but it's really close to Christmas, and for not being somebody that works that way, I'm got slammed. So to answer your question, I already found another diamond for this person.
Oh, Dan.
You told me it was gone. It was sent out, and I took care of it because I needed this to go. So sorry about that, but that's how I work here. You what?
I had another one. I quoted you that other one.
Well, I understand, but I wasn't sure of anything, to be honest with you, but I went through my original person that I did, and they're in New York also, so it was a slam dunk with that. Hopefully, should be here shortly. It was supposed to be by 10, but a lot of stuff is backed up because of the holidays, so you never know. But if it's everything that it said it is, it looks just like similar to what you originally showed me of your own, unfortunately, but I needed to take care of this, like, right away. And usually I get that through, you know, where I go all the time. So, as I said, I'm not somebody that really works anymore. I really don't.
Yeah.
And I got killed already for the last 2 weeks, which I was a little shocked. So I'm looking for other stuff, but it's not that. So, fortunately, I didn't have time to call you back last night with this, but I wanted to let you know.
It's no big deal. I should have called you earlier in the day. I just, you know, I'm busy as well here, too. So.
No, I'm sure that you're really busy. Yeah. And on top of it, too, and this is nothing against you, this company, because I don't know you guys. I just, like I said, bought something from the other company before, and they're very nice. I would be buying anything from you on a credit card, and I don't need to give you all my Social Security number. My husband, he's nuts because he works for his vice president of a big company for fraud inside their company and outside, and he hates when I do shit like that. You know what I'm saying, to give up anything like that. So that would never happen. And so I don't care anymore. That's why I use Cashy, because I've been there for so many years with his family to get what I need that way and what he need to make. But, all that stuff I've let go of now. So accounts at different places. I don't need it normally. I don't need it. So it would have been something that I'd have bought in a different kind of context with you. It'd be through a credit card like I did on the, was it MDG or whatever it is, MDJ.
MDJ, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I see stuff on there all the time. Sometimes I like it, and, it's worth it for me to want to purchase it. And I think I talked to Dominic, and that's who I dealt with, and it was easy. You know what I'm saying? And that's how it works. But I don't need all to have an account. I got, like I said, between the Jewelers Board of Trade, I just don't need that stuff anymore. So, and I apologize for that. I thought we had it yesterday, me and you, on what you showed, and my customer loved it. But you said it got sent out. I remember that. And you said that maybe you had another one, but I wasn't waiting for this. I needed to get it done, and he did. So that's why I stayed with him all these years.
No, I get that, but I did have another one, and I sent you an email.
Right. Well, maybe you guys can sell it. I agree with you, and, as I was telling Adam, nobody wants a heart anyway, so nobody really owns them. He didn't have anything bigger than a carat and six in his place, so he went out to get it, and whatever his actions are, to buy it, or to get it memoed, whatever, to get it here. Sorry.
Can I ask what the specs are on it?
I don't have it in front of me on it all. I just know it's a carat 51, and it's one grade down than what yours was on each side. It was like, wasn't yours an F? This one's a G, and it's an SI2. I think yours was an SI1. The one that went out of here.
I had an ESI2.
Okay, whatever it was is a grade down, or when I have it written down over here somewhere, I don't have any of that in front of me, but I saw a video of this as well, and it's beautiful. So and it shouldn't be a problem. You know, this person's got to mount it right away, and I have to help him get that done too. And I told you that this guy's got a bad situation in the hospital with his kid, so I'm trying to make this special for him and not a joke.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, it just didn't work this time. Look, if I get anything else, like I said, I have a woman that wants an anniversary band of emerald cuts, but she didn't like what I showed her for something else, and so she didn't have it. Yeah, man, I couldn't find it, and it just gets backed up. It's hard for me to do that. I don't have quite any kind of inventory like that that I'm willing to sell to these people. So, you know, that kind of thing. I don't, like I said, I'm almost on my way out of this completely, where I actually shut it down, but it probably might be a year or two total for that. But if I get anything else, I'm always happy to give you a buzz if that's the case, you know, and I can't find it, but, you know, we were close, that's all I can tell you. It's just the one that I saw was not available, it left, so I wasn't banking on something else.
All right, well, I had another option, that's why I was trying to get to you yesterday, and I'd send you the email with the other option as well. That, you know, I thought we were going to go ahead and do that, but I get it. You know, you got to do what you got to do.
No, nothing was on the table but the one that we talked about, and you told me it was, you know, headed out. Somebody sent it out. I understand. But it went out on memo, or somebody else bought it. Well, like you said, we both said nobody likes hearts. One of the people like it, they're already mounted in places like Kohl's and stuff. You know.
Yeah.
This is your stuff, and his stuff is nothing like cold.
No.
Yeah. Sorry it didn't work out. Sometimes it happens that way.
I guess so, yeah. Sorry, it's just been a wild start to the day here. Still picking it up.
No, believe me, hon, I understand. My husband's brother just died yesterday, so it's been a hell of a fucking couple days. So we're going to a funeral soon enough before that, and it's Christmas, and all these great. My husband works 10 hours a day downstairs, so life is not always that easy. There's no doubt about it. I feel for you. But we're old, you know what I'm saying? We're sick of this shit, so yeah. But anyway, if I need something else, I'll give you a buzz. I got your name and all your numbers of what I need, you know, my phone and stuff. So right at the moment, it's like I'm waiting for a refrigerator to be delivered to my house.
Okay.
One of those. So it's just one of those days. So I'm sorry yours is not so great either.
Yeah.
And I haven't gotten a diamond yet either. So that's, you know, it's on its way, and I don't know where it is.
Well, let me know if you have any troubles. If you need anything, I'm always here. Would love to, you know, get
some. I will definitely do that. I appreciate the call from you, though. You take care. If I don't speak to you, have a great Christmas.
You too, Jen.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Of course. Bye.